Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. We could just run them
red lights. We could just run them red light running. Fatalities on the rise. And here in Virginia, it's bad. Virginia's upsurge in fatalities since 2012, almost twice the national average. How can that be? Martha Mead is with AAA Mid-Atlantic. And Martha, you join us before these big holidays, and I always appreciate that because a lot of people will be on the road. But what do you make of this red light running situation?
Well, it's certainly good morning, and thank you for having me.
Of course.
It certainly speaks to the status of traffic safety in our nation and here in Virginia. And it's no surprise to anyone that likely distracted driving is contributing to this problem.
Oh, texting and phone calls and the screens.
That's right. More than two people killed every day on the nation's roadways due to red light running. And of course, as many know, those red light crashes are often the deadliest. They're the T-bone types of crashes. We've seen that uptick in the nation of about 28% in the past 10 years of red light running fatalities. In Virginia, we're double that increase in the past 10 years.
So do you think they're timing the lights differently, or are we just in a hurry to blow through them? Is it a younger demographic that you know, had a different educational experience? I mean, my parents were all over me, like, don't run that one.
Right. Well, all great questions. And all of those probably, you know, adding up to be part of the problem. But more than a quarter of the fatalities at intersections with signals are red light running. So it's a problem, and it's not just a problem for drivers. In Virginia, we took a look, 63%. So way more than half of those killed due to red light running are not the drivers themselves, but they're occupants of other vehicles or passengers in the red light running cars.
Oh,
that doesn't even include pedestrians and those on bikes. So this is not, you're not just putting yourself in danger. Obviously, when there's a T-bone crash, the person that gets hit is in big trouble. But the interesting thing is the attitude behind it. And this, we've seen this happen with many types of dangerous driving behaviors, particularly distracted driving in our most recent survey. But when we talk to folks about red light running, 85% of them said, yes, that is an absolutely very dangerous activity. Just like they said with distracted driving, but the very same people. We asked the very same people, and one in three said they had blown through a red light, not just ever, in the past 30 days.
Mm-hmm. So they see that thing click to red and just keep on going.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we always, when I was growing up, we were always taught, you know, yellow means stop. But I think, you know, people are in a rush and, you know, we've all been tempted. You see that yellow, you're in a rush, you want to just floor it.
Yeah.
It's the worst possible thing you can do. And about 2 in 5 feel it's unlikely they'll be stopped by police for doing so. So they don't think they're going to get caught.
Well, I probably tempt fate with the yellow more than than I should. But I tell you, I covered a story when I was in Texas as a new reporter. I was the weekend reporter. So there's only one person out there to cover everything, whether it was business news or tragedies. And I remember pulling up on the scene, and the cops hadn't even arrived yet. And a whole family had died in one of those cars because they pulled out thinking that it was clear and somebody had run through. Wasn't their fault at all. And dead. It was awful. And it's always, you know, lingered in the back of my mind, like, you know, that'll wake you up if you see something like that. Well, it's good to talk about it. Maybe that'll remind a few people if they're traveling this weekend, to stop on yellow and not to rush right out into the intersection, mm-hmm. even when you got the green light. How many people do you think in Virginia will be on the road for Labor Day?
Somewhere around a million, generally, in Virginia. Labor Day not as quite as busy as Memorial Day or July 4th, but close to a million people, plenty of people, and most mm-hmm. of them, of course, by car. For us, that means a lot of roadside rescues, probably about 6,000 in Virginia.
Is that right?
Yep, every holiday.
Getting the membership money put to use this
weekend. That's what we're here for. Yeah. But, you know, the interesting thing for us is that, of course, we're there to rescue people when they need rescuing. But many, many rescues are very, very preventable. Of course, you know, major breakdowns that you don't know are happening, you know, sometimes are not preventable. But, you know, after tows, the number two and three reasons we will likely come to people's aid over this holiday weekend are for batteries and lockouts. Even though, you know, a lot of modern cars, it's much more difficult to do that. But lockouts are still a big issue.
So you got to keep track of the keys and warm the car up and make sure it's not going to dump out on you once you get driving. Huh.
Well, you just do the regular maintenance. You know, that's the most important thing. Again, yeah. We're busy. We're rushed. We don't do that. But there is good news. It's going to be busy, but gas prices are down about 25 cents. Over last year, so you have a little more money in your pocket.
If you're driving all over the place, and I guess if I was guessing, I would say that, you know, after 12 today would be the time mm-hmm. that it would be awful, and then the same thing on Monday.
Got it. You
okay.
got it.
All right.
Yeah, that's always common sense, but, you know, everybody wants every, and we all do, right? We want every minute we can get.
Yeah, either get out of here now time. And get on the roads yeah. or hang out till this evening. And yeah, Martha
right.
Mead, AAA Mid-Atlantic. I always enjoy the opportunity to chat with you, and hopefully it'll be a easy weekend for you and your team. Thanks, Martha.
Thank you so much. Be safe, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.